Good morning. I'm Matt Miller with this news update. Authorities shot and killed a brown bear Monday on Chichagof Island. It's believed to be one of three bears responsible for the fatal mauling of a Sitka man over the weekend. A Sitka detective and two Alaska wildlife troopers spent Monday and yesterday on Chichagof Island looking for the sow and two cubs spotted in Poison Cove about 30 miles north of Sitka. The bears behaved aggressively on Sunday towards some boaters who came ashore to investigate an abandoned skiff on the beach. The partially consumed remains of 54-year-old Tomas Porta were found nearby. The city and borough of Juneau's Docks and Harbors Department will hold an open house tonight at the Juneau Yacht Club to get public input on a proposed rebuild of Aurora Harbor. Voters at the October 2nd municipal election approved a $25 million bond proposition to finance various capital improvements citywide, including $7 million for the Aurora Harbor project. Port Director Carl Yucatel says Docks and Harbors has secured $11 million of the project's estimated $18 million price tag.
There's various monies involved in the money that we've secured to date. Some of it is Docks and Harbors Harbor Funds money. Some of it is from the state DOT Municipal Harbor Grant Program. And then $7 million will be from general obligation bonds, which the voters approved earlier this month.
PND Engineers of Juneau has been hired to shepherd the project through the design phase. The initial proposal calls for elimination of more than 100 slips designed for smaller boats, less than 24 feet in length, to make room for more moorage for larger vessels. Yucatel says that's due to the changing needs of Juneau boat owners.
Decades earlier, if you had a 24-foot boat, that had to be in the harbor system. And now, with larger trucks and lighter vessels, a lot of people are choosing to trailer their boats.
The project will be completed in phases, and there'll be more opportunities for public input along the way. Tonight's open house is scheduled for 5 to 7 p.m. at the Juneau Yacht Club, and docks and harbor staff will be present along with engineers from PND. And state health officials say providers in Alaska have received drugs from the Massachusetts pharmacy behind the deadly outbreak of fungal meningitis. Alaska providers have not received any of the injectable steroid that had been linked to the deaths of at least 15 people and the illnesses of more than 200 people in other states, but the U.S. Food and Drug Administration is advising health providers nationwide to contact patients who have received any injectable drugs from the New England Compounding Center in Massachusetts after May 21st. The move is precautionary. The providers in Alaska who have received the drugs have been notified. Weather forecast for the capital city calls for some snow showers for most of the day today. Snow level between 900 and 1,300 feet for the next few days. Temperatures dipping down to the low 30s overnight, could get as high as the low 40s for today.